never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You guys remember ever talked to Chris before?
I don't think we have.
Love this guy's work. Been watching him for years and all kinds of stories, music, sports, you know, serious subjects too. You know,
now Prisoners of the Snow is streaming on Hulu, and we're joined by Chris Connolly.
Hi, Chris.
Morning. Thanks for calling, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Thanks for talking to me.
Big fans, man. Been watching you for years now because we've been around a long time ourselves. So
you have interviewed like everybody, a long list of A-listers. Do you ever get intimidated?
You ever been nervous?
Yeah.
Only talking to guys like you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good.
Because we are nothing if not larger than life.
Chris, you know, this story has been around since 1972. What makes this Prisoners of the Snow your story about the
I was a kid, read the book Alive. Is it based on that story?
Yeah, it's what it's based on.
Right? Well, I mean, it is that story, and a lot of people, I think, are familiar with the book Alive and with the movie Alive.
Yeah. Right.
I went down for ESPN back in 2007 to do a story, and I got to talk to a couple of survivors there, and now it's 50 years since this thing happened, and it's like the greatest survival story of the 20th century.
I think I saw that. I saw
crashes into a mountain. It's crazy.
I saw that ESPN story. I remember you talking to these people, and those guys have a just a brotherhood that they don't really talk about, do they? It's kind of like it's what they went through, and they just have to deal with it.
Well, they're amazing guys. That's the thing. They've all gone on to lives of great achievement. One's a pediatric cardiologist. One's a filmmaker, and he races cars. But they were a rugby team. Like, they were a team. And so the fact that they were a team crashed on the mountain in this airplane at 14,000 feet with nothing alive around them and somehow managed to survive on that mountain on their own for 72 days, they could have never done it if they didn't have a previous bonding as some sort of sports team. They had relationships. They could tell each other what to do. And they were courageous and strong. And, you know, this whole 2 hours really gives you a really deep dive into everything they did to survive.
They were shamed, weren't they, a little bit by some people because they, you know, resorted to cannibalism?
They had to make some horrible choices.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they had a lot of terrible choices to make. Right. They lost a lot of loved ones and friends. And then about 10 days in, they realized they had no food and they would have to consume the dead. And there was a lot of debate back and forth.
Right.
Some of these guys were pretty religious. And then one of them said, hey, if I die and you don't use me for food, I'm coming back and kicking your you-know-what.
Okay.
And I think that turned the tide. And they did it. And the Catholic Church, when they were rescued, got involved and said, you know, we understand what they had to do to survive and we're cool with it. So, like you say, there was some fair amount of controversy and they felt a little bruised, I think, by how they were treated when they came back at first.
Yeah.
But there's only pride to be had in their survival. Yeah.
How many people survived?
I think out of 45 people, 16 eventually survived.
Okay.
You know, there were people died in the crash. People were blown out of the airplane. People, you know, just died from the wounds they had. There was an avalanche in the middle of their time on the mountain. The number of people died then. So it was the most brutal conditions you could imagine. But these guys were in great shape, and they had this kind of camaraderie. They kept trying to communicate with the rest of the world via the radios. They couldn't, but they had a transistor radio. They could pick up the local cities, and they heard people saying, yeah, we've called the search off. We'll never find them. They must have all died.
Isn't it amazing? If that happens nowadays, somebody just picks up their cell phone and says we're here.
Yeah, they could probably just ping their phone now.
That's crazy, yeah.
They put so much time into trying to find a way to figure out how to communicate with the outside world through the plane's radio, and they just couldn't make it work. So instead they had kind of the torture of hearing the radio from Santiago, Chile, and people going, it's a beautiful sunny day, and people are out in their summer clothes. And can you imagine sitting on a mountain and feeling like you'll never get rescued and hearing what a wonderful time people are having?
And just hear,
just a few hundred miles from where you are.
And eight songs in a row they're listening to, you know?
Yeah. Dancing and all the rest of it, you know? They had this great, you know, camaraderie and stuff, and that certainly helped. But the stuff they had to endure and what those two guys, Nando and Roberto, had to do to climb out of the mountain with no particular, you know, gear or anything, and to get help. It's the stuff of legend. And, you know, if you get to Hulu, you can really see everything they went through, told by the survivors. Yeah, and that's what makes it special.
I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch it on Hulu now. It's called Prisoners of the Snow.
Would it spoil things if you told us how they eventually got rescued, or should we watch?
It's a 50-year-old story.
They looked. They hadn't seen anything alive, you know, like plants or anything like that, right, in 2 months. And then finally this itinerant farmer, you know, was on a horse, and he saw them, and he yelled one word to them. He said, tomorrow. He said, mañana.
Okay.
And then he came back the next day, and they explained to him what they needed, and he rode 12 hours to the cops, and he got some help for them. It's an incredible story.
Well, how close was the farm to the plane for, like, before the...
Far away.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was 12, you know, it was 12 days of nonstop hiking above and down a mountain. They thought when they got to the top of the mountain that all of a sudden they would see this beautiful green valley.
Right.
They just saw more mountains and snow. They thought they were doomed, but they just kept going.
But how'd the farmer get out there?
Yeah, was he just out for a leisurely horse ride?
Itinerant farmer. He's one of these guys who traveled all around this region.
Got it.
You know, he had this huge amount of kind of land he could go through. Yeah. And so he just kind of happened to find, he was the only human within miles from where they were.
Man.
So
yeah.
That was the only lucky part of anything that happened, I think, for them.
And they didn't eat him either. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And then when many years later, when the guy who found them, the farmer, needed a hip replacement, the team got back together to raise money for his hip replacement so that he could be one of the guys again.
These guys are all in their 70s now, right?
Yeah. They're still, as you'll see on the show, they're still really vital. You know, they're telling us this amazing story in their second language. And they're just so fascinating and introspective. They really bring you right back to the moment. It still is very fresh in their minds and doesn't sound like you've heard it a million times before. And I don't know. I can't think of a story like it from the 20th century. Just guys who persevered through every conceivable obstacle and withstood everything that the world can throw at them and somehow managed to endure and prevail.
Chris Connolly. Chris, do you have one person that you haven't had a chance to interview that would be on your bucket list?
Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great to talk to Jack Nicholson?
It would be.
And
look,
he's still going to the games, you know?
Yes.
So still up and rocking.
And all these years, you've done a ton of Hollywood stuff over the years. He just doesn't do interviews or what? You probably tried, right?
I got like 10 seconds with him on a red carpet at the Oscars once.
Okay.
But that doesn't really count, right?
No,
an in-depth thing with Jack Nicholson. I'd pay to see you do that for sure, man. You're a great interviewer. Yeah.
I'd like to hear your opinion.
A pay-per-view. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear your opinion about the state of journalism today, because you're doing it right. A lot of people really aren't.
I'm, you know, at my advanced age, I'm glad they keep calling on me in class.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's like whenever young people ask how they can break in, I just say, whatever you do, don't listen to old people, because we came up in a totally different way than you'd ever be able to do.
Oh, so that's a great point.
I have nothing but affection for the young folks who are getting started, because it's, you know, in the world that we grew up in, there were magazines and things like that. And now it's a different landscape.
Yep. 100% there.
Yeah, different landscape.
Prisoners of the Snow on Hulu right now. Chris Connolly, check it out on the Hulu streaming. And what are you doing next? What are you working on now?
Well, you know, for ESPN, I got My Wish coming up. That's where we find a bunch of kids who have life-threatening diseases in connection with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we make their sports wishes come true.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool stuff.
We're looking forward to 3 or 4 more kids who are going to be able to have great experiences like that, and we're going all over the country now and finding them out.
We need feel good stuff like that.
Do you have a big holiday weekend plans?
I guess I'd better, right? Isn't the Indy 500 coming up?
It's
always worth a good watch, right?
All right.
Back home in Indiana, the whole deal, yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Good luck, man. Talk soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
for appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. Bye now.
You say fire up the saddle, he's thinking. Fire up the saddle, you know.
Yeah, those My Wish things, those are guaranteed tear jerkers.
Yeah,
every
kid's meeting Mahomes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think there was one of those last year. I think one of them last year was Mahomes.
Just meeting Mahomes.
Yeah.
That'd be Knicks now.
Right.
You know?
Like, what's up,
man? Yeah, but he doesn't have terminal cancer.
No, we got a sore back or something like that. Can I meet Mahomes?
I don't think that counts for Make-A-Wish. I don't think that counts.
I had a bad set. Can I meet Mahomes?
They need to be a little more demanding.
Yeah.
Shoot for more than Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Kelsey.
Oh, you want to meet both of them? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a guy. Chris Conley's one of those guys that if he's doing the piece, I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what the Hollywood, sports,
he's been great.
Music, whatever.
Oh, yeah, he does it all.
I mean, he's just so good.
Nick's Hall Pass checking in. She said, make sure you have a good communication with your husband. Tell him you want to bang Nick Allen. You know, that's how that works in that family. All right.
Did you see the Annihilator again?
We didn't see the Annihilator this time, right? Yeah. And then there was there another follow up here?
There's a couple of them.
Okay.
Read through yet.
All right. And Bert Kreischer is going to be on the show with us an hour and a half or so from now. Bert's movie, The Machine, tonight,
opening
nationwide.
Everywhere today.
And you're seeing it, right?
You're going tonight?
I got my tickets bought for tonight. Yep.
All right.
Is it like playing this afternoon?
Yeah, no. There was the theater I'm going to. There was a 1:15, 4:15. You know, there was all through the afternoon.
That's nap time, 1:15.
Because it used to be they would do the premieres on a Friday night, but now they do them on Thursday.
Well, his premiere was Thursday
night.
Yeah. They had a big thing last night in L.A., and he was partying, after party, right?
Oh, yeah. There was a premiere, after party.
Low key and subdued.
Yeah, sure it was.
For The Machine.
Yeah.
Right. It's 10 after 6 in Los Angeles.
Highbrow, too. Highbrow, right.
Bert probably went to bed about an hour ago.
We'll find out. We'll find out. He's probably just too pumped, though. Come on.
A nationwide movie.
Well, I'm curious if he's entertaining retiring the story.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna ask him that.
At this point,
you do this for a living, Nick. You're a comic. I mean, I don't know how you keep doing that story. I'm done, man.
Well, he said that he said on the show before that he's tired.
I know. Yeah, he said on the show before years ago.
Yes.
He told us in the studio he was tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's tried. I think he said he's tried, and people just like demand it.
Now you can just point to
He doesn't have to go to that to the.
There's
the
a
bar and
a
funny
it.
Bone. He can just do theaters and leave.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the story's out
Bert
there.
Bert has left the building.
It's not that it's not documented. He's got it. It's all over the place.
It's on his show.
It's on his specials. There's a movie.
Now there's a movie.
A major theatrical movie. Right. I think now, if there's ever a time, now's the time.
When's the plan to put it on streaming? Heard anything about that?
I have not heard. Generally, most of these movies, it's within 3 weeks to a month. You can rent them on streaming.
And, he's not Don McLean.
No. He's got a ton of jokes.
But go see it in the theater and get those, get those box office numbers up for him.
Right.
Kick the Little Mermaid's ass this weekend. Like, make The Machine number one.
Kick the Little Mermaid's ass.
That's the other
they,
big...
They might be going for different crowds.
They're two different crowds.
That's the other
but
big...
The problem is a lot of parents have to take their kids to that crap.
Yeah.
And they're not going to spend the money to go see Bert. They're going to spend money on, Little Mermaid's ass.
Yeah.
But if the machine wins the box office over a Disney movie...
Is The Machine R?
Yeah.
It's R?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard from somebody who saw it last night that you assume the comedy's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But they said the action sequences were crazy.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I mean, and I think Bert does a lot of that stuff.
Is there nudity?
His own stunt?
Well, what did he do? He's jacked up his elbow doing some stunt.
Yeah, he did.
That was why he had that big elbow brace for the longest
time. That's right.
Have you seen the latest Real Sports?
I DVR'd it. I haven't seen all of it.
There's a piece about stuntmen in Hollywood.
Oh, I got to see that.
And a lot of them come from, college gymnasts.
Oh.
College gymnasts.
That makes sense.
Right. They can fall and jump and spin,
Divers, martial artists, a lot of guys who were involved, and women, too, in, just body control exercises like that.
They know how to move their body in midair.
Yeah,
because they start out with some women who were a gymnast at UCLA. And you can't go on to be a professional.
I got to watch that.
You can't go on to be a professional gymnast.
Yeah.
There's no professional gym out there. So she looked into it and said, looks like I could be a stunt person.
Right.
And now she's a big-time stunt person.
Okay, some spinner falls off a building, it's her job then? Okay.
I think a lot of those gymnasts end up going into the Ninja Warrior stuff.
Yeah.
Like
that's what it looks like.
That's the closest thing to professional you can get there is running those Ninja Warrior obstacle courses because the skills from gymnastics really translate to that.
Well, they win those things over the regular athletic guy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big jock doesn't win those things.
Because if you're strong and weigh 130 pounds, it's a lot easier you know, to get across that course.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy checking in said he, not a sister-in-law, just they got some other hottie living with them, and that doesn't help. See that one?
Yeah, it couldn't help.
Yeah.
You have a name, or is it don't say my name?
It's a don't say my name.
Yeah.
Been with the same woman since 2012. We were both in athletic shape when we met. Now I'm in better shape than I was. She's given up on everything but working, everything but working her job. We have a beautiful athletic roommate who is also 10 years younger than us and makes me want to address the issues in my relationship.
Well, then perhaps he should.
Yeah.
How do you move in a beautiful athletic roommate 10 years younger?
We've got all these issues in our relationship. Yeah. Let's wait until some
other girl walking down the hallway with panties.
Well, definitely don't admit to her that the, 10 years younger hot piece of ass was what made you think we got some problems.
Don't cite her as the inspiration.
No,
but
don't do that.
She might be able to put two and two together that you don't bring this up till now.
He's going to be just looking at her walking through the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Just getting some out of the kitchen.
But hey.
Then you add alcohol to the mix. Guys get to be caught doing stupid stuff, you know?
And you're just walking around Donald Ducking it.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry, my underwear's on. Sorry.
Doing the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew says, I'd like to also point out to my nerd brethren, if you're not aware, Mark Hamill, we're aware, is in the machine. He's going to be super foul-mouthed, and I can't wait.
I heard he was in Star Wars, too.
Yeah, I heard Mark Hamill's pretty famous. Yeah.
But if anything that gets the crowd out to the box office.
Right.
If the Star Wars crowd goes out just to see Mark Hamill, that'll help the box office number.
To see Mark Hamill drop F-bombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that he's done that on screen.
I don't recall.
He certainly didn't as Luke Skywalker.
No, he did not.
No, but he was thinking it.
He's been on the stuff, but you're right. That was his calling card.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like when Luke Skywalker heard that Darth was his father, he was thinking,
math.
anybody have Samantha Weinstein? She was an actress, 28. She had ovarian cancer. She was in a remake of Carrie. Seems to me when there's cancer involved, people usually take flyers that they know ahead of time.
28?
Yeah, Weinstein spelled the accepted way?
Yep.
No, a lot of picks for Harvey.
Well, he's a pedophile. He should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he goes, there's going to be a lot of hits.
Oh, a lot of, he doesn't.
Pretty sure Harvey's letting himself go.
He has.
He would be the only Weinstein pick this year.
That's sad. That's too young.
Michael, our pilot friend, was watching a Nebraska and Maryland baseball game last night.
How late did that go?
Player from Grand Island steps up to the plate.
Yep.
Kevin Kugler used the "it is neither" line. And I was dying.
Did he?
Nice.
Googler.
Well played, Kevin.
All right.
He walked
neither
back.
Neither Grand nor Nile. He said that?
Said he was just joking. I'm sure it's a fine town, blah, blah, blah. But it was funny nonetheless.
Yeah. The Grand Island Tourism Board, their job's hard enough.
It is. And Kugler's dropping it.
No!
Nebraska's own, Lincoln's own Kevin Kugler.
He's been there. He knows.
Of course he knows it's not.
He knows it's neither.
But he just told the Big Ten Network.
Right.
Which stretches from Nebraska, soon whole way across the country, but Nebraska back to Rutgers. They're all watching that tournament. You know, don't go to Grand Island.
Canceling
Grand
travel
Norn
plans.
Island, right?
I was going to vacation there this summer and forget it now.
Way to go, Kugler. That's
a bunch of empty resorts at
nice
Grand
job,
Island.
Kevin.
Yeah, they had sad Husker fans walking out of that game. Maryland hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th for that late.
How long?
Hour and a half.
Delay?
Hour and a half delay. I wouldn't watch. I was watching the Celtics. You know.
But did it rain?
Yeah, downtown did. Mm. Yeah. So that was funny. Yeah. Googler said that.
I'm going to go so far, and I can't find a list, but towns with great or grand in their first name.
Well, we were hammering Great Bend earlier this week. Yeah.
And we got confirmation that.
Is there anything
Bend,
good or great in the title of the town?
Generally, not.
No.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
Well, we came up with the Grand Canyon. And
that's not a town, though.
That's pretty grand.
That's not a town.
I've been to Grand Junction, Colorado, and it's...
Is it grand?
Not that grand. No.
You're right.
No.
Nick, where you at this weekend?
I'll be Decatur.
Oh, Decatur.
Tonight.
Yeah, see, they don't call it Great Decatur.
No, the Grand Decatur.
The Grand Decatur. Yeah. It'd be stupid.
Great Decatur.
I've never been to Great Basin National Park, but I've seen pictures.
That's not a town.
It looks pretty great.
We're talking about towns.
No, but we're talking also about other geographical features. Like, we don't think the Great Plains are all that great.
Oh, no. It's the plains. No.
Yeah.
They're the plains.
Right.
Yeah, we demoted that a long, long time ago.
Yeah, feel free to use that, Googler, next time.
Here in the middle
we're
of
out here in the plains.
Yeah, not plains. Great
we're
plains.
Out here in the plains.
Don't let them fool
not
you.
Not that great. Well, you could probably say that during the College World Series when it's 104 degrees out in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the whole country's watching.
The Great Plains in the summer, not that great.
Okay, good point here from Matt checking back in on Luke Skywalker dropping an F-bomb.
Right.
He thinks it's probably more likely that when he found out Leia was his sister and he'd already made out with her, that in his head he probably went, F. And he's probably right. That probably is a given there.
Well, like we learned from that show, we won't eat your sister. All right? Bert Kreischer, Tommy Reiman. Tommy's in the studio a little bit, right?
Yeah, in any minute here.
Is Colleen coming in with him? Colleen coming in? Okay.
Yep.
And Bert's on the phone a little later on. Rob Little couldn't make it to town for the show, but he will be at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Yeah.
He's flying in today with Tommy Reiman. All right. Come on back. What?
Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Not that great.
Yeah, okay. Right. Great.
It's all right.
I'll take your word for it.
You're listening to the Tom and Tyler Radio Empire.